Siegel in the morning with Petch and Amy.
Is there something you wish was socially acceptable? Something you're tired of being judged for or that you don't do in public because you know that you'll get judged for it? 424-1234. There are some things, a few women said women asking men out. They wish it didn't seem so weird or so taboo for a woman to make the first move.
Yeah, and I don't understand why. I think that's totally okay for a woman to ask a guy out. Why is that so bad?
Another person said napping in the middle of the day or in public. If it's a nice day out and you're sitting, say you're by a lake and there's a park bench, mm-hmm. and you want to sit down and take a quick nap,
that why not?
People would think you're homeless or you're a crumb bum or something's wrong with you.
See, I guess it must be, if anyone works like night shift and stuff, then they probably get the same thing. It's like, I have this thing, like, if I go and, like, it's go and sit and wait for a doctor's mm-hmm. appointment, or I'm sitting there waiting for the dentist, I'll sit there and I can just feel myself just nodding off.
Yeah.
But if I was sitting somewhere else, then I wouldn't do that. And I don't know why, it just seems to be those kind of places. But then you try to really fight it, because then you're looking around thinking that people are going to judge you for,
people
like,
people think you're nodding out.
Yeah.
I just lied about napping. That's how bad my napping has been. And I don't nap that much. I maybe get a nap in once every 2 weeks or so. Once every 2 weeks. Like, I just don't nap that much.
Mm-mm.
And Clark Kent, he came up him and he's like, did you nap today? That's like the first thing he said. Like, I'm... Like, how dare you? Did you nap today? And I lied. My instinct was to lie. I said no. I told him a few hours later, I said, I lied about napping. I did. And he goes, I know. You reeked. You reeked like a nap. This is a good one, though. Saying no to an invitation without having to make up an excuse. I'm a grown-up. If I don't want to do something, I can just go ahead and say no. Hey, do you want to come? We're all going to go out to trivia. Do you want to come? No. Thank you. Why? Yes, I'm going. No, I just don't want to be there with you.
Just don't
at that
go.
Time, yeah.
I just don't want to go.
And then this is something I actually, a person said this, and okay. I can't stand this. When someone dies, I want to know the cause of death. I cannot absolutely stand if you go, oh, so-and-so died. They go, why, what happened? Or if they find out something in your family died, why, what happened? Don't worry about it.
People are just nosy.
You're just nosy. You're just mm-hmm. curious and want to know. But that's not the first thought that you should be concerned that the person whose family member or friend, whoever it was, died.
Consoling them.
Yeah.
They're not trying to find out the gory details.
Yeah, not trying to fill your curiosity.